element in that pin finally took a shit.
Yeah, that pin went pretty good.
The pin worked good for a long time. And it was that, you know, the, what would you want to call it? The element, the, you know, the little thing that goes like that. And
the oil?
The oil. You know, but from turning, you know, that wire is so thin, probably from turning it off and on, off and on.
Yeah, we took that to Mexico. I just got back from Mexico.
And you took the pin?
Yeah, damn right I took the pin there. Because it's convenient, isn't it?
Oh. But you didn't take nothing with you there.
My wife accidentally had one in the bag. She had some weed. She didn't know she had it in her purse. When we got there, it showed up. Made it. See, California don't give a shit.
You can travel with an ounce of pot in
but
California.
Where you go is on you.
Hey, if the airplane lands in L.A. and takes off in San Francisco, you can have an ounce of pot on that airplane.
Well, if it lands in Mexico or wherever, California doesn't care. You could still leave, but when you get there is where it's going to be an issue.
Oh, yeah.
So when we go to Mexico, we pull out, we get in there, we go through customs. They only, you hit a button, and it either goes green or red. And 1 out of 10 goes red, and they search all your stuff. Everybody else just goes right through. So 1 out of 10, we made it.
That's a gamble to take, though.
Dude, it's interesting, you know, how, you know.
Because they don't fuck around down there, dude.
They don't fuck around. It's federales.
Hey.
You remember how to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So don't touch anything. Don't touch that right there. I'm going to light you up. And when it's ready.
Yeah. They don't fuck. Dude, I mean, you don't want to go to jail down there.
Fuck no.
I mean, you.
You can always work a deal out. Hey, got some pesos here.
Yeah, but it'd cost you a lot of peso.
Well, better than going to that jail.
You might go down there and have no money to have a trip.
That's true.
I'll tell you, Baja 500. Starts in Ensenada. It goes, you know, I don't know where it ends at, but somewhere. They're, you know, probably on the coastline or whatever. And I was going down there to have my van upholstered. And happened to stumble upon that weekend that shit was going on.
What'd you stumble on?
That, the Baja. And that, well, Friday night. Oh, man.
Bring your own spoon.
So when we got there, it was a Thursday. Everybody's partying. It's about 9 o'clock at night. And my buddy Larry and I, it was Larry, I and his girlfriend. And we're walking around and stuff, and I started to notice, man, there ain't many, the streets aren't as full like they were before. And Larry had a drink in his hand, and this cop came up, says, hey, there's no drinking on the streets. He says, I'm going to have to take you in or write you a ticket. So Larry says, how much money you got? And Larry, I think he had like $40. So he took $20 from Larry, and he says, how much money you got? And I wasn't even fucking drinking. You know? And I was acting like I didn't know what he was talking about. So I opened my wallet and handed him a dollar. And I said, let's go, Larry. And he started, hey, then he just said, fuck it, you know.
Oh.
And he let us go. He wanted 20 from me, 20 from Larry.
And back then, 20 was a good amount.
Oh, shit, this was in the 70s.
Oh, shit. That's like,
you know, that's 50 like bucks. Getting 50 bucks today. Yeah. And it was a trip. So, and we brought drugs down with us.
That just tastes good, huh?
I bought some eggnog, dude. And I haven't put that in it yet. Instead of put bourbon,
yeah,
I'm going to put that in there.
Honey Tennessee.
You know.
Honey Jack.
In fact, I'll be testing that out tomorrow.
That's
so, and we had...
So you brought drugs with you guys?
Oh, man, we had...
Would you drove through the border?
Drove through the border.
Into Mexico?
And all the way down to Ensenada.
But they didn't give a shit?
Back then, it was...
Hey,
you didn't have to push no button, green or red. Just come on down. But when you left, it was a different story.
It was a different story, so you had to do all your drugs.
Oh, yeah, or give them away.
Or sell them.
They wouldn't buy it. Shit. You couldn't sell it down there unless you had quantity. What was it? Listen to this. You ever heard of Benny's? They used to call them beans, Benny's, cross tops.
No, I haven't. Okay, well,
back in the 70s, 60s, late 80s, it was like a pep pill.
Speed?
Know? It was a speed, yeah. And I used to, they sold, it was 25 for $5. And I used to buy it, it was called a jar. And I'd get a jar for 90, which was just 1,000. So it was like, you doubled your profit. You know, you doubled, you got 180 out of 90. So I bought a jar, and I used to sell them to the women at Mother's Cookies. It was a 90% women's drug, you know, cheap cocaine, which coke wasn't really, back then wasn't as popular.
Till
the 80s, yeah.
Then it was pretty popular?
Oh, yeah, I started moving in on all those boys.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fuck, dude, man. Coke was the big thing. So,
and it was good coke, huh?
The coke that I used to get was good coke. I had a pretty reliable source.
How much did it cost?
Oh, fuck. I think I was... I don't know. I think it was like $90 a gram.
$90 a gram?
And sold it for $120. Dude, an 8-ball was crazy. It was like $350, you know, for an 8-ball. You know, it's funny, as the 90s rolled in, it got a little bit cheaper. You know, as the 2000s rolled in, it got even cheaper, you know. So, but shit. Dude, I used to go to these people up in Oroville, and this was a trip. They were the caretakers on this guy's land, Corky's land. His name was Corky. Corky was big time. He had, I don't know how many acres. His property, as you went up to Berry Creek, there's the post office up here. And it's like a historical thing, you know. And his property came here from the post office down this way and then down this way where his property was. Dude, these guys, Frank, who I knew, that's how I met Corky, they built this, it was a wall, this maybe about 100 feet with these big, huge doors. $60,000.
No way.
All in stone and big. I mean, it was beautiful. Wow. They had fountains in it. Corky had so much fucking money. He had a guest house, which was really nice. He had his house that I never went into. Never, you know. And then the caretaker, Roseanne and Roland were the caretakers who I dealt with. And you go back in their bedroom, and they didn't even have a closet. Throw that back, a curtain. There'd be garbage cans, dude.
Time to get this fucking show on the road, huh?
What's up, dude? What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Good to see you.
Hey, did you bring your own spoon?
What up, you guys?
Dude, they had garbage cans with fucking buds in it. About 4 or 5 of them. You went in the closet, there'd be a brick, like, it looked the size of a brick, of cocaine with the straw in it. And you never took the straw out. You just twisted the straw and hit it.
No. And was it fire?
Oh, dude, it was the real deal.
Your whole face goes numb?
Shit, man. Yeah, your brain went numb.
They got these new pipes where they're like a glass tube. And it's like a corkscrew that you roll into like weed, and then you put it in the pipe, and then you just light it.
Wow.
Fuck, man.
But these guys, Corky, every year they were buying hash or buying this, you know, from India, this and that. So he never asked Frank or the other couple other people up there in Berry Creek if they ever wanted to go in. So one year he says, "Hey, man, I'll give you guys an opportunity chance. You wanna triple your money? $5,000. You're guaranteed 15. We're gonna buy this hash over in Afghanistan." You know. So oh fuck, dude. So Frank goes in, Michael goes in, Steven goes in. There's now 15,000 to make 45. So they go in, about 3 months go by and nothing's going on, and finally it comes here, and supposedly some fucking holiday in India, bumfuck Egypt. These guys, they don't, you know, they sort of take on the holiday, delayed the boat, the ship that it was coming over on, like, I don't know, about 3 weeks. So they get it over here. They're in L.A. Corky's in L.A. with these other people. Comes in, they look at the product, and it's mildew.
What?
So Corky says, fuck. I mean, they were probably spending over $100,000 knowing these group of guys easily. You know, Corky says, no, we're not going to take it. So they say, okay, fine, we understand. We'll bring over another shipment, you know, that'll be here within a few days. He says, okay. So the new shipment comes in. They come over, sitting on the table. Corky's there, and I think there was 3 other guys there, you know, and they're looking at the product, and they say, okay, we're going to take it. They get the product. As soon as you hand you this and you open it, knock on the door. The FBI.
Ah, fuck.
So they... He did 10 years.
Oh.
Never lost his property or none of that shit in Orville in L.A. I mean, in Orville, I know he owns at least 100 acres. Easy. His place was laid out so bad. Oh, my God, Anthony. It was like being in fucking heaven, man. I saw him, he had 3 homes on his property. The caretaker's house, a guest house, and his house. They had this big grass field there. That badminton, when Roseanne, the caretaker, she turned 30, it's either 36 or 38 was her birthday. So I got invited to the party. And when I went to that party, it was all on that property. Dude, they had a violinist walking around, a flute guy walking around, big ass barbecue. And right after we ate, they had the cocaine guys walking around, you know, with, it looked like a bullet. You would tap it, turn it, tap it.
Bang. No shit.
Yeah.
And then your whole brain goes numb?
And then your whole brain goes numb. And I bet you that night, oh man, they did an easy quarter pound. With everybody. There was fuck maybe about 60 people there, all for this chick's birthday. I heard some stories with Roland, her old man, had like 6 pounds of coke, and he was up in Oregon. And who he's dealt with and dealt with and dealt with. And that time when he dealt with them, they fucking someone came in, pulled guns on him, robbed him, beat the fuck out of him. And he swore up and down that he got set up by those guys, those people. You know, but these people, they were... Really, they didn't go down and buy a gram.
Nah.
That was unheard of.
Yeah.
Frank used to tell me because he worked up there. He worked up there. This was back in the 80s. Every day, and got $15 an hour cash. Plus, one guy fell up there, had this fucking gas weed whacker. And when he fell up like this and had that fucker and went across his foot.
Oh.
And it fucked him up, man. After that happened, Corky says, I gotta get you guys some health insurance. And this motherfucker never had a job.
Whoa.
Think about that. I never saw his place in L.A.
David?
But heard about it.
You don't want to float no honey?
No.
It's delicious.
I'll take a half of one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Start with a half.
No, no more snorting anything.
We'll see about that.
I don't drink hard alcohol.
No, this
but
isn't
this
hard,
is a
dude.
Liqueur.
This is yeah, this is
yeah,
honey.
Know,
this
yeah,
is,
but I'm
yeah so you're still not drinking
hard
alcohol.
You don't drink
alcohol.
No hard alcohol no more?
Nah, when I drink hard alcohol, I black out, so...
Oh, that's... Well,
Sober
that's...
David's really tired of apologizing for things that drunk David did. I've never had no problem from just weed and beer. Weed and beer, I'm cool.
I never had no problem with weed and beer. Hey.
Every time you get involved with that.
Tom, have you been involved in some situations that went bad with Jack?
Oh, man, I don't drink tequila no more.
Ugh.
You get so involved, you forgot you were even involved.
I love
someone the next day tells you about it.
Yeah.
Don't you remember how you got that fucking knot on your hand?
No, I can't, don't.
Yeah, there's some alcohols.
Well, it's also because I take anxiety medication.
Oh,
so
that's...
hard, especially hard alcohol.
Yeah.
Really fucks it. But then again, I used to... Fuck, man, I was such an idiot. I used to chase Xanax with half a pint of vodka.
Oh, my God. Well, see,
I'm in Tempe, Arizona, right? I'm at a baseball tournament, and I'm rooming with my catcher, and I'm taking my pills, and I'm like, hey, man, grab me that vodka right there, some Gatorade. I take my pills. He's like, what are you taking, man? And I was like, well, I take one for, you know, hyperhidrosis, the other one's, you know, Xanax for anxiety. He's like, you fucking mixed vodka with... I'm like, dude, I used to get up 10 o'clock game, fucking get to the field, half a, you know, thing of Gatorade with this much vodka, that much Gatorade, fucking pop my pills, swig that shit down, and go take the fucking mound, dude.
Hey.
Can't do that shit anymore.
And that's what the pros do, right?
They have their little tricks.
What about Kenny Stabler? That was a bad motherfucker, huh?
He's a spaceman.
Fuck. Those guys would be... If you take Fremont Boulevard all the way out, or not Fremont, but
Mission,
all the way out. I don't know what that highway is. It cuts up across, comes into San Jose, out of Pleasanton.
680.
I don't know the number.
680.
680.
Yeah.
Well, 680 would come down, and that where that would meet. There used to be a cowboy bar there, and Stabler would be there. Matuszak would be there. I ran into Matuszak. It was the night before they were leaving to New Orleans to play in the Super Bowl. It wasn't the night before. It was like that Wednesday. And this buddy of mine, Walt, man, Walt knew 100,000 different types of walks of life, man. And he says, man, we're going to go to this cowboy bar tonight, you know. I said, man, I always wanted to fuck a cowgirl anyway. That was one of the things I always... No,
hey, you've convinced me.
You I'm know? No fucking hungry.
Oh, man.
Go
what
hunting.
Do I got to lose? You know, shit, I'm going to get the drink. Hell, sign me up.
I might fuck a cowgirl.
Get a chance to fuck a cowgirl. But we were there, and I'm going to say maybe about an hour and a half we were there. There's this guy standing taller than everybody in the crowd. With this silver jumpsuit on. Out there dancing like a... You ain't got to go out there and tell him you look like a fucking fool. You know?
Why wouldn't you tell him that?
Oh, man. You'd be rough on you. He'd ride you like they were riding that mechanical bull. Up there in that fucking place. But he was there. It was a trip, man. He was a big motherfucker, man.
Who?
Matuszak.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, shit, dude.
What position did he play?
He was a lineman.
Bad motherfucker?
Hey. You know what's funny? He played in a lot of B-rated movies.
Really?
That he was in. Yeah, you look up Matuzak. Him and Lizetto was another bad motherfucker.
How about the Raiders now? It's going to be Vegas Raiders real soon.
Man, it's you know how Vegas looks at it, though? It don't give a fuck if you're in first place, second place, last place. There's always someone here in this town that, hey, man, come over here and come over here, stay in our place, man. You know, and we'll give you some free Raider tickets to go see a game. They'll sell out. They don't even need those fucking Raider fans in Las Vegas.
But what if they become the best team in the league?
Then try to get a ticket. Try to get a ticket, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What's your name? Jesus Christ.
All right, we'll give you 5% off.
Yeah. Really, man? What's your name?
Jesus Christ. I think we have a seat for you, man.
I'm sorry. You better get back to the next in line next to that guy named Lucifer.
He's on the list.
Yeah, he's on the list, too. We have a seat for him.
He's willing to give up a whole lot more than you are.
Yeah.
These are tickets to the Raiders. The Vegas Raiders. Sin City Raiders.
Oakland's gonna try to sue them. No, they are, dude. Yeah, name.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, because they're so bitter about them.
They're leaving.
Like, fuck that. That's the San Francisco was trying to do the same thing to the 49ers, and they had to go through some whole big legal process. But yeah, the Raiders are trying to do the same thing because they're like, fuck you guys want to leave? Go ahead, but you ain't taking the name with you. Which is why I think that they should have fucking been smart and said, hey. Nobody gives a shit about you, Chargers. Why don't you guys go to Vegas? Because we can put any team in Vegas and they'll get a fan base, and we put Oakland in LA where they already have a fan base. Because apparently the Rams are doing pretty good up there. You know what happened, though, dude? But nobody cares about the fucking Chargers out there because they're from San Diego. So
I know. That's a bummer. But the Raiders, though, the guy that's building, the new owner of the Rams, he's involved in that new stadium, you know, and his involvement is, he's like Jerry Jones, man. Hey, oh, by the way, man, who does this stadium belong to? It ain't the fucking county of Alameda. Belongs to Tom.
That's right.
So, and you ain't tell me who's going to be here and who isn't going to be here, because who'd that belong to again?
Wait a second.
So, but that guy didn't like the Raiders. You know what it sounded like? He didn't like the kid. You know? So, if he didn't like the kid, he said, it's funny, man. He tried to take the bullet for him last Tuesday night.
The Rams general manager. He's legit.
But can they put a team on the field where it just looks like they're not trying? It's pretty obvious. Everybody can see it.
Oh, man. Well, what do you...
Well, I mean, what kind of team wants to go out there and try when your new head coach trades away your best fucking player?
Shit, not the best, and then maybe the third best.
Well, Khalil Mack was the number one player on that team.
Sure. Well, that receiver that they sent off to Dallas.
Cooper, yeah. That's the thing, Cooper, too. Oh, well, we traded him for first-round picks.
Do you think next year Derek Carr is a Raider?
I don't know, dude. You know what?
Would you bet on it?
I think he is, because I think if he was going to get dealt, they would have already done it right now.
Nah, they have to hold water a little bit, but by next year they can cut him. Would you think they would?
Let me tell you what. If they don't win Sunday...
Which they won't.
Against the Cardinals.
Which they won't.
They almost lost to the fucking Browns, remember that.
So...
They should have lost. They rigged that game.
If they lose Sunday, the odds of them winning another game the rest of the year are... That ain't gonna happen. They showed their schedule last week.
You can forget it.
Hey, they better win Sunday because they ain't running the rest. They got to play Kansas City, Denver. I think it was
San Diego. Or see, that's how irrelevant they are in Los Angeles. Everybody still calls them San Diego. They're 7-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they're going to be at least a wild card.
They got a team down there that's going to the playoffs.
You know who they lost to? They lost to Kansas City
in the first
Denver.
Game.
In Denver, right?
Hey, yeah. Who?
Or not Denver, but L.A.
You want to know?
The Rams.
Hey, who has the 8-game winning streak?
The Saints.
The motherfucking Saints and Drew B. Drew Beasy.
They're not going to. The Texans
ain't. The three best teams, hands down, are the Rams, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Saints.
What about the Patriots? Right. The Patriots are in that conversation. The
Patriots are good, too, but they're having kind of a season where they have a really good game, and then they fall back.
But when it comes down to it, they're in the conversation.
They're going to win their division, and they know that.
They've done that every year for the past, what?
Yeah. Since Brady got there. Dude, man.
Well, you get the Jets, you get Miami, and you get Buffalo, right? Hell of a division.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo's real tough.
Yeah.
Shit. So is Miami.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you know who... What's that the quarterback for Miami right now?
Tannehill?
Brock.
Yeah, Brock. You know that guy? When he went to the Texans... He signed for a $75 million deal. It was over $100, and he got 75 of it up front.
Hey, who did Brock play for before? Houston.
Houston, and then Denver.
Yeah, was Manny's backup,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, but then he left. Who did he play? Who did he play for after he left Houston?
Brock. He went to the Jets.
No, he went to Cleveland.
You're right.
He went to the Browns.
Yeah. Then went back to Denver.
This is how bad Brock Osweiler was. They fucking benched him for fucking Johnny Manziel.
What an asshole.
What an asshole. You fucking junkie.
What about the Niners?
Hey. There's no hope without dope. No hope without dope.
Where's Jimmy?
Jimmy's back at the bar doing a line.
Off some porn star's ass.
Really? I want you to do a lap dance on me so I can do a line.
This team's a loser. This team's a loser.
How can it... You know what? I mean, I don't know. You're shitty as shit. And then all of a sudden you get this quarterback and you win. And then this quarterback leaves and now you're shittier than shit again. What's he got to do with the defense?
Yeah.
Excellent point.
What the fuck's he got to do with the defense?
They're 31st in the league in total defense. They're minus 15 on turnover ratio.
What the fuck is up with that?
That's all stuff that they got to address going into the next draft. Number one is you got Jimmy G supposed to be your guy, so they got McGlinchey in the first with their first pick last year.
David, you want to?
Huh?
You want to hit this?
Yeah. They gotta build up and protect that investment. But, I mean, at the same time, too, they got to get some turnovers to get him back on the field. You know? That's the problem with him right now.
What do you think of Nick Mully? Nick BDM, Big Dick.
Big Dick Nick.
I think he's going to be the second string quarterback.
I think he is, too.
You could tell CJ, B-Hart.
I'm just hoping that it's not
There's one interception that he got last Monday night. I felt sorry for him because it bounced off the other guy, you know.
Yeah.
The 49er.
He reminds me of Brett Favre. He's a gunslinger, you know. He's
got a big dick.
Yeah, he's sticking in someone down there.
For sure.
Number three. Oh. Hey, motherfucker, you better pack your bag.
He's taking Jimmy's leftovers, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You better pack your bag, motherfucker.
Pack your bag.
Go back to the... Where's he from?
Go back to the slums. Chicago. Sleeping in bathtubs.
Really?
Good?
You ready, Tom?
Yeah.
Just stay right where you're at. Go.
Doctor, give me the news. Sit there.
Bring your own spoon.
That's it. Tie up.
Tie up.
Tie up. It's time to tie up.
How about Draymond Green and Kevin Durant?
God,
Oh,
man.
I've been hearing about this all fucking
day. What's your take, David?
You know what my fucking take on this whole thing is? Is that, you know what? I've yelled at you a bunch of times when we've been on the fucking field and I've made a mistake. And you're like, come on. And I'm like, fuck you. You know? This is my whole thing. This is what I think happened, okay? Draymond was embarrassed about running the ball up the court and falling and losing, you know, losing those momentum and losing the ball, having to go to overtime. Okay, he's pissed off. KD probably said something like, hey, man, you should throw me the ball back there. All right, bro, fuck. Ball, you know, and that's how it fucking ensued. And they just, you know, started talking shit. It happens.
They
you
know said, what I mean? Yeah, now, they're
not. You got to realize something, too. The Warriors are so... Everybody hates on the Warriors so much that this is something that they're like, yeah, now we can use this and like,
oh yeah,
you know, say like, the Warriors are crumbling and blah 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 and all this type of shit.
It's fuel, you know. I don't know why people hate the Warriors. Fuck, man, they drafted. They went. It's not like, I mean, the one that's sickening is LeBron, man. I mean, you know why you're so fucking good? You got four of their all stars that all follow you, but no one followed the Warrior guys. These were, you know,
except Durant. Except Durant.
Except Durant.
So he's the odd man out, right?
And everybody's mad at the. And everybody. And see, this is the hardest thing for me is that I've been a Warriors fan since I was 10 years old, a little kid. So I've watched the seasons where they fucking lose. They lose every game except for like 15.
Tom, how long you been a Warriors fan?
Never.
You grew up in Oakland, right?
I grew up in Oakland. You know, when I went. They were the San Francisco Warriors.
That's how long you've been with
us. Yeah. They were the San Francisco Warriors. Fuck, I remember when, oh shit, what was the guy? Oh, his kid played in the NBA, both his kids. One played for the Spurs.
Barry,
yeah.
Rick and.
Yeah, and.
It's all right, hit it.
Good night, Irene.
Good night, fucking Irene.
Yeah, say help me.
That's what
I think it was, man. Here you go. Need some help.
Help me.
It's a shot. You want a beer too?
Fuck.
I honestly just think sometimes too, KD's just way too fucking sensitive, man.
That's what they were saying the other day.
He's way too fucking sensitive. And you know what this whole situation kind of makes me think of? Like, was it really Russell Westbrook that caused KD to want to leave Oklahoma City? Or
shit,
was it
so
just
the
KD
other,
being a little
who's the guy from Houston?
Harden?
He was with them when they ran.
Well, they traded him, so he didn't really have.
But fuck, he might have had. Hey, I couldn't play with Westbrook.
They would if they would have kept Harden. They would have been the Warriors before the Warriors.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And this whole KD thing might have been a little bit different, but I don't know. There's a part of me that's just like, you know what? Me and Anthony have talked about this over the past couple of years, you know, all the time. What's the one player you could not afford to lose? And that's Draymond Green. I'm sorry, but was I the only one that was watching them when they played Milwaukee and got out-rebounded offensively, defensively?
They had Yanni, the Greek power.
Yeah, exactly.
That Greek the freak.
And they couldn't fucking stop him.
Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker. The Greek the freak, Yanni. He has Greek power.
Here's the thing, too. We all, you know, everybody, you know, got to remember, this whole season is going to get a lot different come January when Boogie Cousins comes.
Oh, yeah.
And their whole starting five, you know what I'm saying? Is going to be fucking, you can make an argument that could be the Western Conference All-Stars versus the five best in the fucking East, and I'll take the Warriors
all day.
Any day. You know what I mean? So this is going to be a lot fucking different, but it's like Clay said, we get on a little bit of a winning streak.
If
this whole
Boogie
thing is
plays
hot,
like Boogie with him and Green,
good night.
You got to be a fool
everybody's
to stand
about,
underneath
like, you know,
that
is,
basket.
Is KD
these
gonna
guys
leave?
Are going to fuck you up. Definitely. Fuck yeah. I don't give a fuck about that ball.
Fuck no. We're not here to play.
Or the guy that's
I'm
got
not
that
here to play
striped
hockey
shirt
without
on either.
He don't bother me.
He don't bother me.
Hey.
Gotta have to fuck you up.
I'm out here playing hockey without the stick and skates.
That's it. Fuck that, boy, I tell you.
Put me in the paint and then hand me a rule book and tell me where to be tomorrow.
Don't even need a book to learn this game. All I need is a fucking pair of skates, Jack. Don't need no book. No timeout. Nothing. I'll end this game quick.
I'm not here to play.
I don't even score a goal, but I'll end the fucking game.
How many guys you got on your side? I need to know that before I start taking them out.
I need to know for my team selection.
Oh, man. You see the lineup at the dentist's office. You don't need a doctor. Get a fucking dentist.
Line up at the dentist office. David just fell over by the fucking gate.
But it's true though. Fuck. How many guys you got on your team?
Damn, line up at the fucking dentist office. I hope y'all got the same insurance, because this could take a while.
Oh, it's a group deal. It's called the Sharks.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah.
And that's the sport.
Right.
Hey, it's on TV. You know, it's on... Shit. ESPN. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
Put the hurting on these boys or what?
Tell them the truth.
You can drink a little truth serum today.
That's
it.
Honest to God.
Did you bring your own spoon, Mike?
Oh, Tom, thank you for that. And it's on TV.
And it's on TV. I mean,
they're tactics.
I've never went to a game, and I had tickets one time. In fact, I got them from Red Top. What was his name? Who's the guy used to be out there, Mike?
Rob Roy.
Rob Roy. Yeah, I liked Rob.
Yeah, Rob's a good guy.
But he had them. I don't know who he got them from. And, hey, man, you want to go see the Sharks? I said, yeah. Because I didn't really want to go. And I knew he probably was... I must have been the bottom of the fucking list. You know? So I took him. And I says, man, hey. I was telling Sally about it. She says, oh, my niece, they're, you know, Shark fans. So I called them up and I said, hey, you want two tickets? And they went because they were Shark fans. I says, I can't go watch that fucking sport. Shit.
He ain't talking. He said, the lineup at the dentist.
I told him, I says, man, you don't, what practice do you need to be a hockey player? What fucking practice? All you need is a pair of skates, Mike. I go out there and I say, how many guys are on your team? And then get a line at the dentist's office. Fuck, dude, I'll tell you, man. What sport can you go out there and hit someone in the fucking face with the fucking stick?
And have people clapping.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody's going, did you break yours? On. Here's another
really,
one.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you tell them, and big deal, you go sit down for 5 minutes.
Time out.
5 minutes.
I get the rest.
Really? Yeah. You're out there eyeballing the next poor motherfucker.
Oh. If it's, you know, after the 5 minute period, like, okay, cool, I get to go back in the locker room and get my treatment before I even got to go back in, get shot up with lidocaine so I can go back out there and do
it. Yeah. So I don't even remember.
This plan.
This was, I think, 2 years ago. It was one of the Sharks. It was one of their first games. And these two guys got in a fight. And I swear, man, they're, you know, duking it out. And this guy grabbed, I don't know if it was the shark guy or the other guy, grabbed the guy by the shirt like this, and I swear to God, he took that motherfucker down to the ground, or to the ice, face first, and then all of you, I swear to God, Mike, within 5 seconds, you know what you saw? The fucking ice turning red. This motherfucker's front face was, I mean, shit.
It was like that guy in the UFC fight. Remember when the right before the McGregor one?
Yeah.
His face was pretty bloody.
Pretty banged up. But that's worse yet. This guy's pounding you in the face for 5 minutes. This guy took you out in 30 seconds.
Hey, at least he's got the ice on the floor to, you know, his wounds.
Fuck yeah, stop the swelling. So you look like a human when they take you off.
I like hockey, though.
Some people do.
Oh, fuck,
I think,
man.
It's entertaining. And the fighting, honestly, has gone down a lot. Like, honestly, the games...
Still the ratings.
Games, well, the game's changed now. Like, the game you're thinking of was, you know, back in, like, the 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s. But the game, there's so many more, like, European players now. Like, when you if you watch the game now, it's a completely different game than it was just, say, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even tell you the last time I saw a Sharks fight this season.
Oh, wow.
It's all about going like, I think the thing about hockey is, like, it's a sport where you really have to be there to appreciate it, because you see these 200... 6'4", 6'3", giants on skates flying around at 30 miles an hour.
That's true, because that's a skill.
On skate on ice.
You gotta be an athlete.
Stop.
You do have to be somewhat of an
stop
athlete.
Stop on a fucking dime, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And pass this little fucking puck around. You know what I'm saying?
But if you miss the puck, so what?
Yeah, exactly. But you remember, I know back in the day, every team would have, like, what they would call an enforcer. You know?
You think the Sharks don't have
basically,
one?
Basically, no.
They don't have one?
Those guys are pretty much gone.
They have
the game
one,
is
they
the
got
game is
one.
Different.
He's just wearing his number upside down, so nobody knows.
I'm still here, motherfucker.
Yeah. Better remember this number, bitch. It's upside down. And you're going to be looking at it
upside down. But for real, though, Tom, like, if you watch the game now, it's
that way you can see it when you're upside down.
Fucking...
Completely different than from back in the day.
Like Gary Payton.
Going watching those
like
games
Gary Payton, huh? He's a street guy.
Street guy. But I think these ice hockey guys, they're pretty much... to do what they do, you gotta be fucking tough.
Tough as
you
nails.
You can't be sissy.
Joe Thornton tears his ACL in January of last year. And he's on the ice about to make a fucking comeback in June when they're in the fucking playoffs. If they would have went one more round, Joe Thornton would have came back and played in the next round from a torn ACL.
Yeah.
Everybody else takes at least a year off. Hockey players are cut above every other fucking athlete out there.
It's because their birthdays are all in the same era.
I mean, shit. The motherfuckers skate out there. They lose a tooth. They fucking smile. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, they're a tough breed. There's no doubt about that.
I'm just saying, I think the game is... It's a lot harder than I think a lot of people...
I'm sure it is.
But what if they had more black guys play it?
Because, I mean, I've been on skates. I've been on skates, and that shit is tough to stop on a fucking dime.
Oh, fuck, man. It's hard to stand up.
I can go I can go fast as shit. But
it's
stopping? No, I don't know.
I mean, it's a form of, a sport.
Yeah, it's
you
tough.
Know.
But, yeah, I can see
you know what? If they just were on ice with no stick... Give them a ball.
Ice soccer?
Yeah.
Dude, but then you'd have people...
Let me tell you what. If you was on my ass for fucking 40 minutes, you think I wouldn't hit you with that stick? I don't want to hear that honor shit. Oh, on my honor. Oh, okay. Honest to God, Dave... I ain't gonna run this stick up your ass the side of your head no more tonight.
No more. All right,
I promise. Oh, how many seconds is that left to go? Shit. I want you to see my number and the clock.
And my number's gonna be upside down too, so you can read it.
Yeah.
So you can read
number 12. Game over. Listen for that horn.
Oh, man.
You know, but... And that's the power of the stick.
And if you break them...
Fuck, we got... How
here,
many
let
you
me
want?
Skate by the bench. Some other goon will hand me another
oh,
one.
Oh, shit,
right?
Man. We got many. Any color, any size. We've been thinking about putting metal on that motherfucker. Wood around
you
it.
You should take the red one so the blood
hey,
matches.
A, hey, do they make a loaded stick yet?
What is that?
I'd put lead in
metal
it.
Down the metal of it?
Put lead in
wrap it.
Wrap it
with wood?
I'm sure somebody probably has.
I know I would.
Oh, hell yeah.
Make sure they know I play dirty. Right, Tom?
That's
it. What Gary Payton said, huh?
Really? I'm bringing the fucking metal stick. It'd be like the baseball player with that bat. What the fuck? A little cork don't hurt no one. They all got all the sports.
All of them are goons.
You gotta figure out a way to cheat.
That guy, yeah. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You ain't cheating,
you
ain't trying.
You gotta figure out a way to cheat.
I'm sorry, you can say what you want about Tom Brady. You're just mad because he cheated better than you.
That's right.
Hey, the ball was deflated. Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady's so awesome
Tom
that the
Brady.
Referee's probably, eh.
Tom
fuck
Brady
it.
Deflated the ball.
Yeah. He got fucked on that, but that's okay. He just looks at it. Hey, you know what? Am I in the history books? Oh, yeah. You know.
Hardware.
And for one team. I don't have to jump
five
from team to
rings,
team.
Dude. Five fucking rings. Not only that, you've been... Everybody wants to say, oh, well, Joe Montana never got beat. And I'm like, okay, well, if you look at the volume of games, Brady went to 8. Montana went to 5. Yeah, Montana won all 5. But, again, Brady's went to 8. The volume is... He's been to 8 fucking Super Bowls. You know what I mean? That's half of a season. So, I mean, for him to lose a couple is still... The
and you gotta remember
he's
too.
Got 5, and yeah, he's lost 3. It's not like he's been to 8 and he's won 1.
There's
and lost
there's
7.
Teams that haven't even been to 3.
Exactly. 8, exactly.
You know?
And you know, he never had no Jerry Rice.
Yeah, he never had no Jerry Rice.
Yeah, that's what's amazing.
He never had a running back. He never had a running back.
Well,
who's the last
few,
great?
But...
Who's the last good running back from the Super Bowl from the Patriots you remember? Don't worry, I'll wait. Exactly. You know what I mean? I remember Corey Dillon back in the day, but fuck, dude.
That's, you know what's a great thing about Belichick? He knows how to pick someone that thinks this person is done or maybe has 2 years left in him. He can pick that out.
You know what's funny, too, is there's a lot of the players that the Patriots cut. Not a lot of people pick those players back up because everybody's like, well, if the Patriots are fucking cutting you, there must be a fucking reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know who I wish would have stuck with him? Was Moss. Mm-hmm. He only played that 1 year.
It was a good year.
And he lost to the Giants.
Oh, fuck, man, yeah. They lost the Super Bowl.
Yep. To the fucking Giants. Eli Manning stole 2 fucking rings from
Tom
Brady. Oh,
fuck. What do you think? You think Eli's going to be there at the end of the year?
Nah, I think
he's
going to
go. This is it.
And I think the game against the 49ers, their secondary is so depleted. And that, oh, my God, their lack of pass rush in that fucking game was just insane, dude. Insane. They had nothing. And it's like, dude, this guy, all you got to do is fucking put pressure on him. He crumbles like a little bitch. And they didn't even do that. He fucking sat there and picked him apart, dude. That's the only reason why he's going into next week as a starter. Because they were talking about before the game, if he has a bad game and the 49ers win,
man,
and they're going to pull him.
Last time they did that, New York sort of got a little pissed off.
Well, the coach that did it last time was an asshole.
Right.
Because he sat him for Geno Smith when Eli had his starting game streak going. All he could, if you're going to bench him, let him snap the first, have the first series.
Right, that's what I say.
That was fucked up.
That was,
I mean,
because
it's not
it
like he
ruined
was hurt.
The record.
He wasn't hurt or anything like that. Well, his streak would still be going.
Yeah,
because he
right.
started every game after
right,
that.
After that, right. Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to bench you, but since you got your streak, go play the first series. We're going to put in
play
fucking
the first
Geno
quarter.
Smith. Where's Geno Smith playing right now? Again, don't worry, I'll wait. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, that dude was an asshole. What was his name? McAdoo?
McAdoo,
his 1970s porn mustache?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
He didn't last.
Nah, he won season. He was bounced. Right? One or two seasons, I think. Right? It was a sick of shades, by the way.
Hmm?
It was a nice shades.
But... I mean, do you think the Giants would have went anywhere with him or without him?
With Eli?
Yeah.
They won two rings.
I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback.
Oh, that's a long time ago. That's old history.
And he's they got lucky.
He's not a bad quarterback.
And they got lucky. Fucking ball stuck in my face mask. Hey, look at this, man. Caught that motherfucker with no hands.
I got a rookie punt returner who fumbled twice against the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. God damn it.
What was that guy's name?
Kyle Williams.
Everybody hates him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Remember that? Kyle Williams, he fumbled that ball? We'll never forget, huh?
Well, you know what?
You know what we'll never forget, too?
You know what, though?
Is when the Raiders and Tom Brady on that freaking... What was it called? The tuck rule?
Really quick, though, in that 49er Giants game.
No one will ever forget
in that 49er Giants game, their offense, the 49ers offense was so bad. I think Alex Smith only had like 9 or 10 completions going into like the fourth quarter. So honestly, the 49ers, all they needed to do was kick a field goal within the last 5 minutes of the game or in overtime, and they couldn't even get to do that because they couldn't move the fucking ball. So if they get that field goal and move the ball, right, then Kyle Williams never has that opportunity to muff that punt.
However you want to look at it, we'll never forget.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you can look back to way early 2000s when the 49ers and Giants were playing in the playoffs, and there was complete I forgot his name, but he pulled the dude from the Giants down from behind, their pass interference on that missed field goal, right?
I remember that one, but
it was Jeff Garcia. They were down like 38-14, and they came all the way back, and the Giants were kicking a field goal. They fucked up the snap, and then they were running downfield, and punter threw it up, right? And there was an offensive lineman downfield, and somebody from the 49ers like was falling down and grabbing from behind. There should have been PI on that.
Kind of rings a bell. Kind of rings a bell.
That was when Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl. Because 49ers played next week and got scraped in Tampa Bay. That was Mariucci's last year.
I would hate to be like real cold, like right now a little bit, but a little bit colder, like in Green Bay when it's like negative degrees. And you're already sore because your shoulder's jacked up and your body's
Like playing in Buffalo, you know?
Yeah, and you got to go there and it's fucking cold as shit.
Fucking Buffalo,
and you got these motherfuckers who are just these gladiators.
Canada,
I just got to say, you're in Buffalo. Where's Canada at? Yeah. Oh, maybe about 2-3 miles up.
That's why you don't hear shit from them, because they're like, oh, we lost. It's probably our fault anyway.
You ever been to Buffalo, Tom?
Yeah. That's I've been in Canada.
The fuck were you doing over there?
Went on it was like a 5-week tour of the United States. I mean, it was pretty interesting.
It's beautiful in Canada. I have family in Montreal.
It's like the cold.
Dude, listen to this, dude. And this was in 1975. You know, things were a little bit different back then.
You know, what was different?
The drug rules. For some reason, those states didn't like drugs. Yeah. At that time, dude, the Coors beer didn't pass Texas. Stayed on this side of the Rockies. It's all West Coast. So my buddy Bob and I said, man, you know what we gotta do? Let's go to Nevada. Fuck off there for a weekend. Buy cases of Coors. And I don't know, we bought, I don't know, about fucking 40 cases. So when we got, once we got back to fucking Texas, this can was maybe 30 cents, turned into a dollar.
Well, that's a win.
When and how many did we have?
Increase.
We'd roll in at a campsite and out the next day and maybe sell 2 cases of beer. Paid for our trip. But went there. His wife was Creole, and her dad's brother had this place is on the Cane River in Louisiana. And they're look more black to me than half black, you know, and they had this cotton field and shit. So we stopped there and hung with them for like 2 days, and then we left there, and it was like that night, talk about pills, They used to have these things called Black Beauties. And Black Beauty, a real good form is speed, you know. So we were leaving there about, it's about 7 o'clock at night. So, man, take a Black Beauty and fucking drive to New Orleans. So drop that motherfucker. We get to, oh, fuck, right at the Mississippi River. I can't think of the first, you cross the Mississippi River. We got to the river and blew the U-joint in the van. So we coast down and we're right by the river. Fucking mosquitoes eating you up. You know, getting there, trying to get fucked up. Couldn't get fucked up because we took the Black Beauty.
Ugh.
Oh, it was the night of hell. You know? But the next morning we got up, sort of. Went across the street, and there's this gas station. And the guy says, you know, to where we're from, where we're going. And he lent us the tools. We pulled the drive shaft out. He orders the U-joint. We put him on in the gas station, took it back, put the drive shift back on, and hit it for New Orleans.
I thought a U-joint was something you guys were smoking.
No.
That's what I took from context.
The van sort of... Yeah, for some strange reason, those back wheels ain't turning.
That might be a problem.
Really? Because this is sort of, is in front wheel drive.
And we're going to Buffalo.
And we're going to Buffalo. Oh, said no one ever.
You know, I don't know. Something happened. We were in New York. We were in New York on the... on the side, on the Buffalo side, and there's the falls. So where their fall, in the New York falls, it's like a park where people pull in, you know, and you look and you see the falls. So we, you drive back, and we were there, and man, that water is traveling. I swear, I mean, if you get in that water, you're a fucking fool. So I just remember Bob saying, see how fast that water's gone? We threw a beer can in there. And got back in the van, the fucking beer can. That water traveled so fast.
Fuck.
But we, you know, from there, then we walked over to Canada. So, man, I didn't hear a lot of strange stories. You know, their police are a little bit different than the Mexican. That guy with that red coat on. That fucking funny cap.
That funny cap.
Yeah, shit. He's serious. But fuck, that was a fun trip, dude. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I've been to Canada a couple times. I have family in Montreal. All my family, I have a really small family. All my dad's side of the family. It's from like the New England area.
Uh-huh.
And then I have some family that lives in like Montreal and Nova Scotia and shit.
Dude, so that'd be a trip to go see them.
It's it's awesome. I've been up there.
It's a different world.
Yeah. They won't let me into the damn country now because I got a DUI back in 2009. So until 2019, when that 10
year mark is
on. Nah, they won't let anybody in with the DUI on the record. So when it takes 10 years to get off.
Right. Yeah.
So mine is in August 2019. So as of August 2019, I'm calling my aunt and I'm being like, "Hey, I'm coming up to go snowboarding. Can I stay with you?" They live in the older part of Montreal where you go there and like all the buildings and architecture is all like very old school European, you know, like France and shit like that. You know what I mean? They speak French and I just want to go there because
do you understand French?
I took French in high school. But because I was stupid, being out here in California, the Bay Area, I should have taken Spanish. But I took French because I'm like, oh, I got family out there that speaks French.
Yeah.
I'd never fucking used it, so I forgot all of it. If I would have taken Spanish, I'd be probably fluent.
You'd be...
I'd be trilingual.
You would be.
English,
dude,
sign language, and Spanish. I could take it now, but, you know, when you're 30-something years old, your brain's kind of at the point now.
Last thing you want to learn is a new language.
Exactly. What the shit did I got to do?
Fuck, I'm trying to understand English.
But it's a good thing, you know, when you're looking for jobs and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. My daughter can speak Spanish, Italian. Oh, shit. Something else. She went to school in Florence, Italy.
Oh, okay, wow.
And I don't know, when you're there someplace for 3 years. Okay, Hickory Dickory Dock, would you like to suck my cock?
The clock struck two, I blew my goo, Hickory Dickory Dock.